换
呀。
Well, why a particular reason for putting it under an oak?
What is that?
It don't make a difference. It's too warm.
To keep it cool.
Really?
Always keep it cool. Yes.
I guess my grandmother probably knew that this can go on. He doesn't. It's not old. I don't pay that much attention to it. What do you call a place where you might let the cows and mules and animals walk around together?
In the pasture.
All right, what's another place?
Corral.
All right, and another place where all of them get in?
Field, big field.
Behind the barn, though, what? What about the word barnyard?
The barnyard, oh yes.
Okay. Did you ever raise cotton on your farm? You remember?
Yes, Mama did.
Okay. And what did she do when she was working in the garden? What do you call that?
You hoe.
Okay. What do you call the grass that grows in the cotton field, or any field for that matter, that you don't want it, you know?
Well, there are lots of names for it. One would be wild grass, crab grass.
Those are good, thank you. All right. And the corn and cotton grow in a what?
Field.
Okay. All right, what kinds of fences did you have in your yard?
We had rail fence.
All right, what's another kind? If you didn't have a rail fence, what kind of little wooden fence might you have had?
A picket fence.
All right. And what do you call the fence that has those sharp pointed things on it that keep cows and horses in primarily?
Well, no, they're called,
what about the term barbed wire?
Barbed wire.
Mm-hmm. All right, now, can you name any other kinds of fences, what you call, like, the kind of fence that's made out of split rails?
Rails, you call that a rail fence.
Oh, okay.
Raised on those.
When you set up a barbed wire fence, you have to dig some holes for the...
for the post to go in.
Okay. What do you call a fence or wall that's made of loose stone?
Gravel? No.
Yeah, it can be a gravel wall, but what's another word for it?
Brick.
Brick, all right. What's another?
Cement.
What's another word? What is all of that? Cement and gravel and... all right, what are these little things we go and pick up in the river?
Shells.
All right, shells.
Pebbles.
Pebbles, rocks, what are all those things? We get them all together and we say, I've gotten a lot of rocks, but what else? What about, we say, I've gotten a lot of stones.
Stones.
Okay. If you want to make a hen start laying, what do you do to put in the nest that would fool her?
Well, we had... China eggs that we put in our hen's nest.
What's a China egg, by the way? I don't know.
Well, a China egg is, they're made by machinery. You could buy them anywhere. And they are made of some form of china that isn't easily broken, but I don't know what kind.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
All right, what do you call a thing that you would carry water in from the well to
bucket.
Your
bucket. A pail.
Okay. What did you call the thing that you carried milk in? Same thing?
Milk bucket or milk pail.
Okay.
Either one.
What kind of container did you use to carry the food, say, for the pigs?
Well, we had a great big container. It was a galvanized bucket. And that's what we carried it in.
What did you call it? Did you just call it a bucket or what? All right, when you go out to feed them, say it. That's what they want.
Slop bucket.
When you are cooking eggs, you know, and that you want the white on the outside and the yellow on the inside, what do you say that you've done to that egg?